We all mine. Everything there. Yeah, rocks. Nailed it.
Yeah. Come on.
Nailed it. It's 8:12. Good morning. The Plan B Morning Show. It's Brock. Flying solo this morning. Hunter took the day off. The bum. What a bum. God, I tell you. If you see Hunter, she call him a bum. Tell him Brock said to call you a bum for taking the day off. No, it was well-deserved day off. Obviously, he helped cover everything when I was at the hospital for my wee little baby being born. So I said, hey, take the day off. Have some fun. I think him and the missus went to Chicago. Hopefully, he did not get arrested in Chicago. We'll wait and see what happens. Money's on possibly getting arrested, but we'll see. I haven't heard anything bad yet, so no news is good news, I guess. Anyway, we got to keep things going here. It's time for your 8 a.m. WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF today brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden, your best buds in the business. What's up, Katie? God, we love them over there, man. Great people. Go see them over there in Hartford. Well, an English soccer fan got to attend the biggest match of her life this past Wednesday when England defeated Denmark in the Euro semifinal, and her enthusiasm was seen by millions of fans across the world, including her boss, who promptly fired her because she was supposed to be at home sick. She got busted. 37-year-old Nina Faroki found out the day before the game that her best friend won a pair of tickets and invited her to come along. Now, the lifelong footy fan didn't have to think twice about going, but she did have to try to get out of work to attend the game. So the morning of the game, Nina called out sick. All right. I got the black lung. I can't come in. Well, then she boarded a train for London and attended the game at Wembley Stadium. Now, when England scored the game-tying goal, Nina was shown on the BBC telecast celebrating and going crazy for about 5 seconds. Ah, we scored it! Anyway, the same shot of her was also picked up by several other media outlets across the world and on social media, but her 5 seconds of fame came to a screeching halt when her boss saw her and remembered that, oh, yeah, Nina called in sick that day. I can't go. England went on to win the game in advance to the Sunday's final against Italy, where they did lose. Nina got an early train back home the next morning and was headed to work when she received a call from her boss telling her she was fired because she lied. Nina says that also she's bummed for losing her job. She would do it all over again. Man, what if they would? I guess if they would have lost, maybe she wouldn't have lost her job. Because if they would have lost, they wouldn't have shown her. Maybe, I don't know. It could have worked out a lot of ways. This was meant to be. I mean, for something like that, like let's say you win tickets to the Super Bowl because it's soccer. Who cares about that around here? Let's say you won tickets to the Super Bowl. I think your best bet is to say, hey, boss, I won tickets to the Super Bowl, or a friend won tickets and invited me. Can I go? That's probably the better bet. Now, we've all called in sick, all right? We've all faked it. We've played hooky. I can't come. I'm sick. I can't come in. We've all done it, okay? But just make sure that if you do call in sick and you're faking it, try not to be seen on national television celebrating and clearly not being sick. I mean, that's faking sick 101. You got to lay low for a little bit, man. You do. So, Nina, good luck, and we hope that it was all worth it now that you have no job and England didn't win because they lost to Italy. I guess maybe that adds a little more sting to it.
I'm sick. I can't come in.
That's what Hunter's doing. He's faking sick today.